WTBR.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Local authorities are looking for a man whose vehicle they say ended up in a lake off of Highway 290 in Waller County during a chase. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says that deputies tried to pull the truck over near Barber Cypress on 290, but it did not stop. Deputies used spike strips, which forced the vehicle to go off of the main lanes and into a lake off of the highway. The vehicle sank, and authorities say they don't believe the driver made it out. Search teams were deployed and again are looking for that driver. Meanwhile, police are also saying this morning that two children died last night in the Greens Point area and two adults were injured after a fire in a townhome. The Houston Fire Department was dispatched just before midnight and encountered heavy flames. The two children were found dead inside the home, and the adults who tried to reach them suffered injuries and were taken to Memorial Hermann Hospital. The Arson Division and Homicide Division are involved in that investigation. The Harris County Jail will receive another feasibility study to address aging infrastructure. Our Sarah Gruno says this comes a few years after the county received another assessment to get the jail back into compliance with the state's minimum standards.
Harris County commissioners voted last week to authorize negotiations with CGL Management Group, LLC, for a jail feasibility study. The assessment is expected to address capacity issues in aging infrastructure. Commissioner Ronnie Ellis said that the county will have to build a new jail at some point.
Look, we're looking at spending a significant amount on building a new jail at some point. And at some point, we'll have to do it. That mousetrap is just not working the way it was intended to work. But we ought to be thoughtful about how we do it.
Commissioners cut a similar deal for an assessment of the jail in 2023 to address ongoing non-compliant orders from the Texas Commission on Jail Standards. The county was found to be out of compliance with the state